好啊，
I don't like you.
有日子没更新了。
It's been a while since I last updated.
我这个太贪玩了啊。
I'm too playful.
之前不是说讲一休吗？
Previously, it was about the story of one and a half.
好。
Okay.
来，兑现，聊一聊一休。
Let's talk about a day off.
哥，
Hey.
我们小时候啊，一说一休
When we were young, we would take a break.
哇
Wow.
好聪明啊。
So smart.
小孩啊，好像
The child is good.
任何难题都能迎刃。
I can handle any question.
而且那手指头一天脑袋搁
And an R, that finger head is a day's headache.
鸡哥
I...
鸡哥鸡，办法就来了。
Here's the solution.
但是呢
，However，
你有没有想过这个动画片它
？Have you ever thought about this animated film？
为什么不往后演了呢
？Why didn't he go back to acting？
因为再演啊，就少儿不宜了。一
，Because it's inappropriate for children。
一休的师傅最后悔的事儿。就是没把一休小的时候给割鸡，知道吗
？Did you know that the last thing Master Huey regretted was not having beaten up Zyro Huey when he was a child？
以至于一休成为了日本史上最色的和尚。
As a result, Ikaihu became the most popular character in Japanese history。
咱们后边再讲啊，在。
Let's continue talking about this.
在聊一休哥之前
Before the Heisei era.
那大家一定要记住一个时间段
Everyone, please remember one key point.
就是什么呢
What is it?
就是公元646年到1868
From 1864 to 1868.
因为呢，这个1868以后就是明治维新了嘛。
But then, after 1888 came the Meiji Restoration.
那么，在这1200多年以来呢
？So over the past 250 years,
啊，这个日本被称为叫唐化时期。
This period in Japan is called the Tang Dynasty.
所谓唐。就是学习中国呀。
Speaking of Tang, it's all about learning Chinese.
那学中国学什么呀
？What subjects do you study in China?
学两样东西。
Learn two things.
一个是文化。
One is culture.
一个是权力。
One is power.
在这之前呀。
Before that.
日本的政治权力，它不在天皇手里。
The political rights in Japan are not held by the emperor，
而是在两个大部族手里。
However, in the hands of two large tribes，
就是苏我氏和物部氏。
It's Suoshi and Wugu。
后来呢，随着日本老往中国派使臣啊、遣唐使进贡啊。
Later, as Japan continued to send envoys and tribute missions to China,
交流什么的
communication,
日本天皇就发现，哎
，the Japanese emperor has discovered,
同样都叫皇啊
，both are called emperor,
怎么龙国这皇帝权力这么大呀
？How does the emperor of Dragon Kingdom have so much power?
不行
，No，
我也要掌权。
I also want to take over。
那么你要想掌权
，So if you want to take control，
你的官僚系统首先得跟龙国一样才行吗
？Does your bureaucratic system have to be like that of the Dragon Kingdom first？
我们的唐朝是什么
？What is our Tang Dynasty？
是三省六部。
Are they three provinces and six departments?
I'm 门下省中书
Under the Ministry of Education,
省尚书省公行兵吏户里。
Provincial officials, soldiers, clerks, and administrators.
这叫三省六部。
This is called three treasures and six departments.
于是呢，日本就有样学样。
So, Japan learned from the West and copied it.
日本叫二关。
Japan calls it two gate.
八省。
Eight provinces.
二关就是审理关、太政关。
The second gate is the interrogation gate, which is very cool.
相当于我们的三省嘛。
Equivalent to our three provinces.
那八省就相当于我们的六部。
Those eight provinces are equivalent to our six states.
通过这么一改。
I'm making such a change.
哎。
I'll...
见效，天皇呢掌了200多年的权，不错。
Emperor Taikong, who reigned for over 200 years, was a great ruler.
但是很不幸啊。
Unfortunately,
有一样最重要的东西。
There is one important thing.
日本没跟中国学，就是科举啊。
Japan didn't learn from China. It's just a system of examinations.
这玩意儿你不学
You won't learn this.
哎，那你就没有相对公平的人才选拔机制吗
Then don't you have a relatively fair recruitment mechanism?
你也没有社会上升
You have no social mobility.
通道，这样一来呢
With this, the channel will
就又回到了谁强
Back to the question of who is stronger.
谁有大量的土地
Who has a lot of land?
谁称王？又回到这么一局面。
Who is the king and what is the current situation?
那么政权很快就落到了皇族外戚。
Then the power quickly fell to the royal clan.
那哥们叫藤原氏的手里。
The man's name was Mr. Fujiwara.
天皇又没权了。
The emperor has no power.
又穷困潦倒了，怎么办
？What should I do if I'm poor and struggling？
没辙。
No way。
只能卖孩子。
Only sell children。
日本历史上天皇卖孩子比比皆是啊。
There have been many instances in Japanese history where emperors sold their children。
太多了。
Too much。
例子。被天皇卖了的这些皇子当中就出了一大牛逼。
Among the princes who were sold by the emperor, one of them became a great figure.
这哥们儿叫源赖朝。
This guy's name is Yuan Lai Kao.
结果呢，源的将军通过自己的努力啊。
The results, General Yuan achieved them through his own efforts.
包括军事扩张。
Including military expansion,
就建立了属于自己的政权机构
established its own government agencies,
叫镰仓幕府
The name is the Kamakura Shogunate.
镰仓幕府呢，传了大概三代吧
After the Kamakura Shogunate, it lasted for about three generations.
火了100
100 times.
三年以后就衰弱了。
It started to decline in the coming year.
示威了。
Protested.
有一天没一天了。
One day.
当时的天皇啊叫后醍醐。
At that time, the emperor called out to Titus.
天皇一看哟。
The emperor saw it.
机会来了。
The opportunity has come.
就想着赶紧夺权。
I was just thinking about how to quickly seize power.
但是没想到这镰仓幕府里有员大将。
But I didn't expect that there was a powerful general in the Kamakura Shogunate.
这哥们叫足利尊氏。
This guy is called Zushi.
这哥们就趁乱就借机建立了另一个叫足利幕府。
This guy took advantage of the chaos to establish another called the Footless Shogunate.
足利幕府
Shogunate of the Foot Soldiers
也就是我们耳熟能详的视听幕府。
This is the well-known audio-visual system.
天皇一看
The emperor saw.
我这咋整？
What should I do?
这赶紧跑吧。
Quickly run away.
就跑到了南方的吉野县。
And he ran to the southern county of Jinio.
哎。
Oh.
另立朝廷。重点来了啊。
Another court is coming.
重中之重。
The most important thing.
日本从此就进入了南北朝时代。
Japan then entered the period of northern and southern dynasties.
我们也有南北朝嘛。
We also have the northern and southern dynasties, right?
宋齐、
Song Kai, Yisheng,
陈啊、
Shen,
北为东、
North, Y, East,
北西、
West,
对北、
Y, North,
周、
Week,
北齐、
North, Kai,
日本的南北朝大概是打了半个多世纪左右吧。
The period of the Japanese Nanbokucho was roughly half a century long.
最后才完成了统一。
Finally, it was completed.
当时北朝的天皇啊，叫后小松。
At the time, Emperor Hu of the Northern Dynasty was called Huzairaso.
就相当于什么呢？
What does this mean?
相当于我们的汉献帝。这个视听幕府啊，传到第三代的时候
，equivalent to our Han Emperor, who was a visual and auditory curtain. When it reached the third generation,
掌权的人叫足利义满，很熟悉吧
？The powerful people such as Ashikaga Yoshiharu are familiar to you.
就是动画片里跟一休哥天天逗比搞笑那个，哎，那就是足利义满。足利义满。
That's the character in the anime who is always joking around with Kashu.
就好比曹操挟天子令诸侯嘛。
It's just like how Cao Cao used the emperor to control his subordinates.
一休是后小松天皇的儿子。听好，历史。
Ai is the son of Emperor Go-Daigo. Listen carefully to history.
你必须要横向的对比。
You must make a horizontal comparison.
你才能懂日本的南北朝时期。
Only then can you understand the Nagsang period in Japan.
正是我们的明朝。
This is our Ming dynasty.
哎。
Oh.
相当于从朱元璋一直到成化时期。
From the reign of the Hanhu Emperor to the reign of the Chenghu Emperor.
这段时期。那么足利义满
During this period, Ashikaga Yoshiaki was
当时不可一世啊
He was arrogant and overconfident at the time
跟我们的永乐大帝朱棣关系非常好
He had a very good relationship with our Emperor Yongle, Zhu Dai
朱棣一看这足利老弟很懂事吗
When Zhu Dai saw the officer in charge of horses, he wondered if he was a good and obedient young man.
啊
，I'll
时不时的来看看我，带点土特产什么的。
Occasionally, I'll bring some local specialties.
得，挣给你俩钱儿啊，回。
I have to earn you both a lot of money.
回去盖一大宅子。
Go back and build a big house.
你如果像我一样喜欢看书的话啊
，If you like to read books，
三岛由纪夫有一本叫《金戈寺》。
The protagonist Miss Hemer has a book called Golden Temple，
那就是足利义满的府邸啊。
That's the mansion of Ashikaga Yoshiaki。
这个一休的妈妈呀
，This one-eyed mother，
不是皇后，是妃子。
It's not a queen, it's an empress.
但一休他妈妈的家族，听好，是南朝人。
However, one of his mother's family members was a native of the Southern Dynasty.
是很被北朝的皇后看不起的。
She was looked down upon by the empresses of the Northern Y Dynasty.
说白了就是一休根不红来苗不正。
In simpler terms, it's a case of the route not being red and the stem not being straight.
于是呢，妈妈就跟一休说孩子啊。
So, mom told dad that the child is...
咱这家世不行啊。
This situation is not right.
你将来985-211进编什么的都跟你无缘啊。
You won't have any chance to participate in 9852 or anything like that.
你这样吧。
Here.
你出家吧。
Go out and become a monk.
所以一休5岁的时候就遁入空门了。
So when Asher was 5 years old, he left home and became a monk.
小孩长得也可爱。
The children are also cute.
师父也喜欢。一休的师父和北朝的足利义满是好朋友。
The master also liked the one-legged and the northern dynasties Ashikaga Yashimarsa, who were good friends.
那足利义满呢和朱棣又是好朋友。
Ashikaga Yoshiaki and Judai were good friends.
那朱棣喜欢小孩啊。
That Judai loved children.
要不怎么能收留郑和呢是吧
How else could we have kept Cheng He?
叫什么呀
What is your name?
小可爱啊。
Oh, you little cutie.
我叫马三宝啊。
My name is Mar San Bao.
啊行了以后跟我混吧。
Come on, let's hang out.
你虽然是色目人啊。
You are a person of color.
我应该杀你的。
I should kill you.
但是我不杀你。
But I won't kill you.
但留命不留鸡。
But it's not about saving the chicken.
哎。
Oh.
小鸡鸡嘎掉给我当太监吧。
Give me a chicken and I'll make it a eunuch.
所以郑和下西洋啊等等。
Therefore, Zheng He's voyages and so on.
那就是后话了啊。
That's a story for another time.
所以足利义满呢是有样学样。
Therefore, the people of Zifu are like a model to be followed.
因为大哥喜欢小孩嘛。
Because my big brother likes kids.
我也得喜欢小孩。
I also have to like kids.
所以你看一休身边那大保镖全穿新油卫门牛大了啊。
So, you see, one of his bodyguards was wearing a very fancy suit.
那是日本顶级的齐本级大武士。
He was a top-tier samurai in Japan.
关于这个武士的等级。
Regarding the rank of this samurai.
我之前讲过了啊。
I already said that.
前面去翻。什么官衔
What are you going to do, though, and look at the official titles?
说出来很吓人啊。
It's really scary to say.
四摄奉行京都所司代。
Four, a follower of Kyoto's customs.
哎。
Oh.
说人话就是直辖市的市公安局局长兼卫戍区总司令兼宗教事务管理局局长。
In simpler terms, the head of the city police, the commander of the garrison, and the head of the religious affairs bureau all belong to the same city.
你说多大官吧
？How old are you?
您保护的可是皇子啊，在那个时代的日本人啊。
You are protecting a prince in that era, Japanese people.
是以我们的汉文化为荣的。
We are proud of our Chinese culture.
所以呢，要想做一个大德高僧。
So, if you want to become a great and wise monk.
你光学佛法是不行的。
You can't just rely on seeing the Buddhist teachings.
你必须还得汉字写得好。
You must also write in Chinese. Okay.
你必须还得诗词文章写得好。
You must also have to write good poetry and articles.
一休大师。
One master.
那书法牛大了。
That calligraphy is amazing.
比例扛鼎，挥斥方遒啊。
Philly is really good at drawing. He's so talented.
写得好。
Good.
文章也不错啊。
The article is also good.
银行客秀几时晴？开落。
When will the wandering traveler's heart open and fall?
百花天地。
Blooming paradise.
听，枕上香风媚夜雾，一场春梦不分明啊。
Is the fragrance on the pillow a gentle breeze or a spring dream that is unclear?
这可是一休十五岁的文笔啊。
This is a very mature writing style.
你今天初三的学生你是写不出来的。
You can't write this as a third grader.
日本啊，在室町幕府时代。
In the Edo period of Japan.
这个佛教啊，是被上层阶级推崇的主流。
This Buddhism was the mainstream favored by the upper classes.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
就是当时有一半的日本人都选择了出家。
At that time, half of the Japanese people chose to become monks.
这个数字是很可怕的呀。就
This number is really scary.
跟什么就跟今天考编似的
Just like today's exam, which is all about coding.
因为进了这个圈子才能感觉到安全吗
Because only by entering this circle can you feel safe.
那么这样一来
So, in this way,
寺庙里的包括阶级啊
The temple includes steps,
包括特权啊
including privileges,
就体现得特别明显。
This is particularly evident.
那个时候的和尚根本不是在修行佛法。
At that time, the monks were not practicing Buddhism.
哎
，Oh,
整天就是机关算尽啊。
It's all about scheming and calculating.
结交权贵啊。
Make friends with the wealthy.
研究这鱼头啊。
Study this fish head.
杯子把冲哪儿
Where is the handle of the cup?
天天研究这事儿。一休
I've been studying this all day.
当时很看不过去啊。
It was really hard to watch.
一想我去你大爷，这寺庙改圈子了。
I was thinking about renovating the temple at my grandfather's place.
我别在这儿待了。
I don't stay here anymore.
于是就开始云游日本。前面说了啊。
So, I started my cloud-based travel to Japan, as mentioned before.
一休是一大淫僧。
I kind of know you was a famous monk.
哎。
Oh.
姓大。平生呢除了崇拜教自己佛法的老恩师以外。
Besides worshipping his old master who taught him Buddhism, Mr. Dark King's family,
最崇拜的就是我们的孟子。
What I admire most is our Mencius.
因为孟子云食色性也啊。
Because Mencius said that men are attracted to women's beauty and have sexual desires.
哎，一休云游日本的时候
When Aie went to Japan,
当时是途经大德寺啊。
At that time, I was passing by the great temple.
大师在里边一边念经。
The master was chanting scriptures inside.
一边没闲着。
Not idle.
哎。
Oh.
右手敲木鱼。
Right hand strikes the cymbals.
左手摸着女人的酥胸。
Left hand touching the woman's breasts.
哎
，Oh,
在里边住了半个月。
I lived there for half a month.
办了俩姑娘。
Played two girls.
临走时还写了一大黄诗。
When leaving, he also wrote a long, explicit poem.
祝安时日意茫茫。
Wishing you all the best.
脚下红丝。
Red threads underfoot.
线甚长，他日君来如问我。
When the Japanese came, they asked me about my future.
我余杭酒肆又吟访。
Enjoy the delicious wine and food in Yuksan.
啊
，L，
哎，从那之后
，From then on，
这一休就开始纵情饮酒啊。
I've been drinking heavily since the beginning of this holiday.
高频率的出入各种妓院
，Frequent visits to various brothels.
如何如何到处耍，一休呢？
How to travel around and have fun.
皇诗多了去了啊。
There are so many Huangshi poems.
你这样你可以去买一本。
You can go and buy one.
有的卖啊。
Yes, there are some.
可以去买一本叫《罂粟梅》。
You can buy a book called Poppy Me.
哎。
I'll.
你学习一下啊。
Learn from me.
对你很有好处。
It's good for you.
可能啊，有的人就不解，说这样一个不守戒律。
Maybe some people don't understand why someone would violate the precepts.
不守本分的和尚。
A monk who doesn't adhere to the rules.
后人为什么要歌颂他呀？
Why do people sing his praises?
歌颂他的是什么呀？
What is he singing about?
这不坏人吗？
Is this not good?
非也，这个一休啊。
No, this is not right.
23岁的时候。
At the age of 23.
曾经问过自己的师父说。
I once asked my master.
您怎么看我呀？
How do you think of me?
师父说呀。
The master said.
你其实你已经修成阿罗汉了。
You've actually already attained the state of arhat.
但你还没有成果。
But you haven't achieved anything yet.
就是你离正果呀还差很多。哦。
We're still far from the goal.
哦，一休明白了，一休。
I understand, I understand.
那么聪明是吧
？So smart, huh?
一休。
Hey,
当时回答得很干脆啊。
At that time, the answer was very straightforward.
哦，那我不修了，是吧
？Oh, I guess you're not going to fix it anymore.
我还修毛啊。
I also have to groom my hair.
即便我成了正果
，Even if I become righteous,
我成了苦行僧
，I became a monk.
我也救不了这个苦逼的世界呀、啊、
I can't save this miserable world either.
倒不如我和众生一起苦。
Instead, let's suffer together with everyone.
逼得了，我们一起在苦中乐得自在。
We can live together in peace and happiness, even when things are difficult.
我告诉你。
I'm telling you.
这在当时可是超前卫的理念呀。
This was a truly avant-garde idea at the time.
食色性也。
Also, it is tangible.
这句话的深度在哪儿
？Where is the depth of this sentence?
我帮你解释一下啊。
I'll explain it to you.
食指的是内需。
It actually refers to domestic demand.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean？
就是不吃饭
，just don't eat，
你就得死。色呢是外需，不吃饭
，you have to die of starvation because you are not eating anything。
你能死
，you can die，
但是没有啪啪啪，你死不了。
But you can't die without a good time。
只有在完成了最基本的内需的基础之上。
Only based on the completion of the basic domestic demand,
才有可能施人
Only then can it be implemented.
哎
，Oh,
单立人
Single person.
那人人是什么人
？Who is he?
就是我尊重你
I respect you.
我理解你。人是道德层面的内需。
I understand that you are referring to the moral needs of individuals.
这个色呀是外需，色。
This is a color that reflects external demand.
这东西怎么说呢？
How to say this?
那有，对于正常人来说。
For normal people, there is.
那当然更好了，是吧？
Of course, that would be better.
但是没有，死不了，一辈子。
But death is not the end.
睡一个女的。
Sleep with a woman.
跟睡十个女的没区别。
It's no different than sleeping with 10 women.
只是外需程度的不同。
It's just a difference in external demand.
好比说什么呢？
What is that?
好比说你穷。
For example, if you are poor.
我施舍你。
I give.
你，我给你一块钱。
You give me a dollar.
跟我给你一万块钱。
Give me $1,000,000.
同样都是我对你有益，明白吗？
Do you understand that I am beneficial to you?
所以食和色之说是儒家在给仁和义做世俗的铺垫。
Therefore, the concept of food and color is a secular foundation laid by Confucianism for benevolence and righteousness.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
那么一休作为一位出身皇族的，那可是太子爷啊，放着在寺庙当中身居高位的阶级特权。
So, Izu, as a prince from the imperial family, was not just an ordinary person. He lived in high society and held a privileged position within the temple.
他不享受。
He doesn't enjoy it.
宁愿把自己流落在市井民间去锻造自己的本心。
Rather than being trapped in the world of fame and fortune, I would rather forge my own self through hardship.
这叫什么？
What is this called?
这叫放荡修行。
This is called lawlessness.
按今天的话来讲，
According to today's standards,
就是叛逆
rebellion.
我告诉你，人必须要学会叛逆。
I tell you, people must learn to rebel.
知道为什么吗？
Do you know why?
因为所谓真理是推翻前一个真理。
Because the so-called truth is to overturn the previous one.
才形成新的真理。
Only through the formation of new truths can we achieve progress.
世界上没有任何一个大师。
There is no master in the world.
不是与众不同的。
Not different.
你们我不知道啊。
I don't know.
反正我视为这种人才是真君子啊。
Well, I consider people like that to be true gentlemen.
怎么了？
What's up?
我就是贪财好色。
I am greedy and lustful.
我就是爱看妞。怎么了？
I just like watching girls.
总比那些满嘴仁义道德。
Compared to those who are full of virtue and morality.
却满肚子男盗女娼的人强百倍吧。
But it's like having a full stomach of men and women who are strong enough to do anything.
我觉得啊，智、狂、馋、色。
I think that the crazy person is perverted and lustful.
集成于一身的男人才彰显饱满。一休。
A man who can do everything is a true master.
那是当了一辈子的淫僧啊。
He was a lifelong monk.
老头到了晚年，七十八了。
The old man is 78 years old.
收官之作。
All are masterpieces.
还娶了最后一位盲女。
He also married the last blind woman.
就是眼睛看不见。
It's invisible to the eyes.
就是咱们动画片里看到那非常可爱的那小叶子的原型。
This is the prototype of that very cute little leaf we see in cartoons.
那么呢，关于这个一休。
So what about this Sai Hai?
我只能大体上给你们讲讲啊。
I can only give you a general overview.
勾勒一下线条。
Sketch out the lines.
如果你要想深度的了解。
If you want to gain a deeper understanding.
一休宗纯大师。
I'm high, a master of calligraphy.
我给你推荐一本书。
I recommend a book to you.
这本书是一个日本。
This book is a Japanese one.
作家叫茂吕美耶。
The author is named Molly Mayer.
写的一本叫茂吕美耶的历史手账。
Write a history of the book at Fly Me Yet.
哎。
How?
里边有18个日本人物，都是大人物啊。
There are 18 Japanese people inside, all of whom are important figures.
其中就有一休宗纯。
Kai Zhang Ju Yu Yizu Zong Chan.
好吧。
Okay.
自己去看。
Go and see for yourself.
那么今天就先喷到这儿吧。
So, let's stop here for now.
咱们后续待更。
We will bring more later.